If you're an avid sea watcher, you might have seen recently in Palito, just off the shore, a little yacht in all sorts of trouble. It seemed to be languishing, and it was quite apparent to those observing that it was in distress. And then out of the blue, like a hero, like a knight on a charger, came the NSRI big boat. And they came to rescue these guys, and they did a fabulous job. They towed them back to Durban. And it just goes to show, the NSRI is one of those organizations that if you've ever wondered, if you get into trouble in the sea, I'm talking about if you're in a marine craft, or you have some difficulty offshore and you are in trouble, who you're gonna call? Not Ghostbusters, I promise you. You're probably going to call the NSRI. And these guys and girls, volunteers, all of them, get into harm's way to come and rescue you. Just because they're good guys and girls, and we love them madly. And Mike Bishop from the NSRI, the local chapter, is in the studio with me right now to talk about a fundraiser because, well, let's face it, everything costs, and these guys, the NSRI is not formally funded by any governmental structure. It's purely by your love and donations that they are able to offer the service. Mike, welcome. Nice to have you in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning to the listeners.
You, as the representative of the local chapter of the NSRI, are involved in a fundraiser. It's very exciting.
Yes, exciting things. Just recently we purchased a property in Palito to house our assets, and that after 6 years of bouncing around from starting off under the concrete ramp at Tiffany Spa, no lights, barely any electricity, no water, showering and that in washing down in the car park and that, at the car wash, and then we moved to a factory at the back of Laguna Seca, and then finally we managed to get budget together and found a suitable place, which is on Compensation Drive, on the corner of Adrian and Compensation, which is ideally located for us now because it's close to the beach for launching purposes. And this comes with a hefty price tag, being in Palito.
Exactly.
And yeah, we are very excited. We, in conjunction with Mitsubishi, have kicked off with our first, which we're hoping will be coming, an annual golf day. And it's going to be hosted at Umhlali Country Club this year.
Now, when is this happening, and what is it going to be? Well, let's do one thing at a time. When is it happening?
This is happening on the 10th of October.
Okay, so there's a little bit of time to
a bit of time
plan.
To go, yes, yeah.
And what does the golf day entail in terms of costs to entry? How does one get involved? How does one enter? Are you looking for more sponsors, et cetera?
Absolutely. Okay, so firstly, we have an advertising flyer that we have put out on our social media so that people can go and have a look on our webpage, the Facebook page. There is a link there to Shopify and all the details in there, but just briefly, it's a four ball. It's going to be starting at about 12:30, and then we are also selling off the tee boxes to companies who would like to sponsor a tee box and then do the advertising on the day. And then there'll be a lot of other fun activities at the end. We're going to have an auction. We've already had an amazing response from community already, in the way of donation of prizes and people that have already signed up for the four ball. So in the four ball, just you get a group of friends together, and even if you can't play golf like me, you go and knock a ball and hopefully support the cause. The tee boxes, there's three tiers, and they vary in prices. The premier boxes go for 4,000 rand a day, and those funds that are generated from the day will go directly to the costing of getting us operational at the base in Palito.
And I believe, being a registered organization as you are, a non-profit organization, anyone, any corporate donating towards that cause can claim some tax benefit as well.
Unfortunately not. This
oh, really?
Is, yeah, it's, the whole claim back process, and that because it's advertising, and I'm not too 100% sure about all the legal things around that, but I think it can be a tax write-off, but there's no issuing of certificates and certain, it's done through our head office.
Well, it was worth a try.
Yeah, I know. It's always try and get a bit back.
Yeah. But ultimately, the idea is to support the National Sea Rescue Institute because they do such a magnificent job. And it's a kind of thankless in many ways. But for those that have been affected and rescued in their distress on the seas, they will forever be indebted to the National Sea Rescue Institute. And you never know, it could be you, it could be me. And it's kind of important, I think, in this world that is so full of drama and chaos and in many ways just bad stuff, that where you see good stuff happening, that you get behind it and you support it. Because, gee whiz, they do a marvelous job. The National Sea Rescue Institute, looking for your support for their golf day. And don't limit it to that. There are other fundraising opportunities as well. I've seen often that we're in very popular pubs and clubs and bars and things like that, there's generally a little boat or some kind of money box type collection opportunity. But that's for the small change. If you want to donate meaningfully to the NSRI, how does one go about that?
Certainly, the boats are now a thing of the past with social media and SnapScan and QR codes, and we found that the boats were kind of floating away every now and again. And
they would,
So we've gone high tech, we've gone to technology now. So yes, if you're interested in donating, you can again go onto the NSR webpage, and there's links that will take you to the donation platforms and that. And I'd just like to mention that if in Bolito and you would like your funds to be allocated to the base, just on your reference when you make your donation, just put references Bolito Station 41, and those funds will then be directed to the base and to our assets and gets used up in the community.
Well, more strength to you and your team, Mike. You're doing a marvelous job, and we're right behind you all the way. The golf day is going to be a huge success. I'm sure you'll be in before then to remind everyone, because it's important. And thanks for joining me on the morning show. This will go up as a podcast. If you have missed my conversation with Mike Bishop from the NSRI local chapter 41, then just pop onto the website or download our app. And if you already have the app, you know exactly where to go, onto the podcast section. And there you'll find this as a podcast that you can share and spread the word, and we hope that you will do that. Mike, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you for your time.
And the morning show continues.